flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch.
Oh yeah, off the backboard. We are back yet again, Scrolls Podcast. And this time around, I wanted to talk about vanity slaves. And for those who don't know, the definition of vanity slave is to be obsessed with how you look or doing anything to look good. Now, this is a problem because it's something a lot of people don't even know that they struggle with, primarily because of the propaganda that we're fed through the media, and it's just surrounding us all the time from the moment that we can comprehend. And what happens is people get so accustomed to looking at the glamour of things. So like with clothing, you know, if you have to have all of the nicest clothes, most expensive clothes, not to confuse that with what you like, because there's a thin line between, you know, you having a preference for a certain brand of something and you just have to have this and nothing less. Those people that feel like you can only wear Gucci, you can only wear Versace, you can only wear Louis Vuitton, all of these brands, brand whores is what the media breeds. So there's one thing I noticed is the deeper I got into my spiritual side, the less I felt the need to impress people by what I have on. Now, granted, yeah, you know, who doesn't want to look nice? But say, for instance, in my situation, I've always liked polo. But I didn't like polo because polo's been around forever. We know this, but I didn't like it because that's what other people wore, or that's what entertainers and rappers and all these people wore. I liked it because, you know, I'm practical with everything I do. And polo clothes just happens to be very durable, like pants, shirts, everything, anything polo, belts, all of that stuff. You can put wear and tear on it, and, you know, it'll still be genuine. It'll still look good. You can wash a polo shirt and polo jeans. You can wash it every week and it's still going to look good. The stuff's not going to fade. It has a certain look to it to wear. And once you wash it, when, you know, some clothes, once you wash them one time, they look, you know, you can tell that they're just tattered. So that was my reasoning for liking a certain brand. Now, did I have to? Am I one of those people that feel like I always had to have polo? No, absolutely not. That was just my preference. Now, the people, you know, there are so many brands out here now. I'm not going to pinpoint one because it's not even about the brand specifically. It's about the mindset that's attached to it. The people that have to have a certain brand on their back, you know, there's always a reason behind it, is what I found in most cases. Obviously, we can't speak to every case out there, every person that wears these, you know, certain garments. But for the most part, yes, this is true. And I'm not here to hate. I'm not here to judge. But what I'm saying, a lot of people that think on a level I do know exactly what I'm talking about. The people that are only into these brands are some of the most materialistic and shallow individuals you'd ever meet. And that's because what feeds their ego is this attention from what they have on. You know, that's like when I see the guys that have Burberry head to toe, you got Versace, you got Louis, everything head to toe. I don't want to necessarily say that's clown shit, but that's clown shit, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of these guys, they only have this stuff because it takes the focus off of their personality, their character, or it could be physical. You know, it could be physical traits that they try to take the attention off of. You can have a jacked up grill, but if you're Gucci head to toe, they're not really paying attention to that. And in a lot of guys' cases, they wear this stuff because that's how they get the attention from women. Because the minute they open their mouths and they talk and people see that you don't really have anything to offer other than what they're looking at, you know, that's the end of that. So it's kind of like it's like a trick bag to have this stuff on, because it sends a signal to other people that are vanity slaves. And I mean, all of them, you know, they're all in the same boat together, so you can't really point the finger at one more than the other. It's just, I'd be lying if I didn't say that this is kind of an indicator of that, which means these people that are completely into these brands, and a lot of the times the craziest thing about it is a lot of that stuff is ugly as shit also. Like, man, I hate to sound like a hater, but the Balenciagas, them big ass Lego block looking shoes, 95% of them I've seen are garbage. They just look like big ass chunks of styrofoam, like tie-dyed styrofoam. And granted, I've seen some that were halfway decent, but the problem is people, especially the younger generation, and not to beat up on them because it's older ones that are trying to fit in and do the same thing, but just in general, these people are, they're buying these things, and this, you know, being definition of a vanity slave, you're interested in the price tag attached to something. It's not how it looks, it's not how it feels, it's not about the durability, is strictly about how much it costs. So something can be ugly as all get out, and if it costs you $400 or $500, that's what you hang your hat on, that's what you brag on. And you see it because you watch these music videos, you look on Instagram, you look on all these places, and you see stuff like, who in their right mind will put that on? Now obviously it's not our place to judge someone's fashion sense, but we know good and well it's not the fashion sense. It's the bragging right that you get, because other people, you know, they go on the same websites. They're seeing, okay, well, I know how much that ugly ass jacket costs. I know how much them ugly ass shoes cost. That means this person must have money, right? Not knowing. And then when you add in to these scammers and like how people are getting, people stealing clothes, like people do all kind of stuff to get the clothes, so it's not even like all of them are just outright buying it, but that's not the point to them. The point to them is sending out this message that, hey, I got it. And it's a sickness, you know, it's a sickness because it goes beyond just the clothes. These people that the vanity slaves, they're the same ones that get on social media and they just put a whole facade out there about who they are, because it's like, it's a drug. We know attention is a drug, so whatever angle it comes from, they're going to use it, they're going to do it. And I learned, you know, for instance with my wife, you know, in jewelry, before I even thought about proposing to her, when it was just a conversation, she would mention the type of ring she liked. And she just wasn't into the large, gaudy rings. And at another conversation we had, I told her, this was like even way before that, I could go back even further. I told her that if she's only into these high name brands and just everything just has to be one name brand, I told her that's not, you know, I lose interest in you, because that tells me a lot that I need to know about you. I know that sounds judgmental, but there's a lot of validity to it, because to me, that says that you care a little bit too much about what other people think about you. You care a little bit too much about how people look at you, and you just value other outside opinions more than your own. And that's really what it boiled down to me, because I know I'm perfectly comfortable throwing a pair of blue jeans and a white t-shirt on and going to the grocery store. I'm perfectly fine with that. Now, if she was the type of woman that she has to take 3-4 hours, not saying that there's anything wrong with anybody else's situation, but just for me, is she was the type that has to take 3-4 hours, 2.5 hours to do makeup, and then she has to just get the whole get up to leave. Like, that's too much for me. That would get on my nerves. I just couldn't handle it. And I live a real practical life. Like, I don't like to overcomplicate things. I like to keep things simple. And part of being a vanity slave is like the opposite of that. You have to be like real. You're like real. There's one thing about being well put together. That's perfectly fine. But if you got to put on, if you have to put on the Dior everything to go to the convenience store, you're slowing my life down. She knows that. Luckily for us, neither one of us is like that. You know, we can both just throw something on and get up and go. We'll never leave the house looking like trash, you know, but we're not all the way on the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to that. And some of the people that I know that are like that, they are indeed extremely shallow. Like, everything they do revolves around how they look, you know, what they have on. It's just always about them. And that translates into having a shitty personality, because it's not just the clothes. Like I said before, that is, you know, that's in your mindset. And that kind of ties into one of the episodes I've done before, is how money isn't everything. You know, like I said, when you get in touch with your spiritual side, you start to really see how minuscule and how silly a lot of that stuff is. You know, you can't, moving through life like that is just, that lowers the quality of your life when you're only worried about name tags, prices. That's no way for me. That's no way to appreciate what you do have. You know, those people who have to have, and a lot of times, the other thing about it is a lot of times these people lie. Like, these people lie about what they have. Like, that's the worst part of the vanity, is you want, these individuals won't even have things, but they'll feel the need to lie about something, because it's, once again, it's all about the attention. It's all about the image. So if an individual has to feel like they always have the most expensive car around, the biggest house around, the most well-dressed children, like, all of that goes into, they're feeding their own ego. And, you know, last episode I did was about, you know, being egotistical. It, all of that ties in together. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. In my opinion, that's a monster that social media has built. And me personally, when I hear a person that always has to talk about something that they have, something new that they just got, when that becomes the main focus of all the conversations, I automatically assume, like, this is somebody that doesn't have much going on in real life. And to deflect from that fact, that it'd be obvious to people who know better, they have to verbally just always be throwing something out there for you to focus on. Hey, you know, I just got this. Hey, I'm doing this. You know, that's those people that, you know, I remember when back Facebook days, a few years ago when I was on there, when people would make those statuses like, hey, I'm making moves in silence, y'all. Hey, I'm doing this in silence. Hey, I'm doing this. It's like they're trying to feed you an image that they're staying busy and they're staying productive. Well, really, they probably ain't doing shit but making these statuses. But to them, the act of telling you this is the vanity of it. That's what gets them going, is to be talking about. Hey, there are certain people that would rather not talk and do. And there, you know, you have your talkers and your doers. And it's easy to tell the difference between both when you are a doer. Jordan's is the perfect example of the mindset of a vanity slave. Not in the sense of everybody that wears Jordans is a vanity slave, but the guys that, because a lot of us, especially like if you're 30 and up, you have an emotional attachment to Jordans, because for a good number of us, when we were younger, you know, whether our families couldn't afford them or whatever the case may be, that we didn't get them. When we get older and we see them bring them, you know, they bring certain kicks back out, look at them like, man, I remember when I was 9 years old, I wanted those. Now I got a couple dollars, get them, I'm gonna go buy them. That's totally separate from what I'm talking about. then what I'm talking about, what I'm speaking to, is the people that have to have them just because they're Jordans, and they'll pay $800 just because these are the popular, these are the trendy pair of Jordans out right now, knowing damn well these shoes aren't made the same as they were before. So it's not even a quality factor into it. People strictly get into this because of the aura surrounding it and the attention surrounding it, and that trickles down to everything. You know, you look at brands from you look at brands from years ago, like take for instance True Religion. You know, years ago True Religion was popping, and you used to see True Religion everywhere. It wasn't about the fabric, it wasn't about the quality, it wasn't about the material, it was about the trend. How many people do you see wearing True Religion jeans now? You know, and that goes for, it's numerous other brands like that. It was never about the quality for the majority of people. It was about the trend. It was about the popularity. Everybody wants to be doing what's popular. Everybody wants to be doing what the next person is doing. When I want to say everybody, the majority. And that is what makes you a slave to it. Because you're not even thinking for yourself with what you're putting on your body. You're letting somebody else tell you what you like. Think about that. You're letting somebody else tell you what you should like. And it's, you know, it's, like I said, it's not my place to tell other people what to wear. I'm the last person to judge someone by what they have on. And I learned that just over the years. Especially with where I work now, you know, I don't see a stitch of Gucci. I don't see a stitch of Louis. I don't see a stitch of Vuitton. I don't see a stitch of Balenciaga. But some of these people are some of the most brightest, most considerate, just generous people you'll ever meet. And, you know, even though I knew that prior to, it just makes it even more realistic when you like, when you sit back and think about it, like, some of the most golden people can care less about that stuff. And if it's really about money, some of the richest people are the most wealthy. We got to get the wording right. Some of the wealthiest people don't care about that either. You know, so it's not even for people to use what they have on as some type of bragging right or a status symbol. It doesn't scream what you think it screams out to people. To a billionaire, they look at Gucci and Louis Vuitton like, oh, I see what you're worried about. I see what you're into. You're into flushing your money down the damn drain, because it's clear what you're spending your money on. And if you have true confidence, it's what's in you, not what's on you. So if you feel like you only look good and you only fly when you throw this type of stuff on, and that just means that you're lacking something that some of us grew up with. And that's having the charisma, that's having the personality, that's having the character. Doesn't matter what we have on. We're us. We take us wherever we go. You have a costume. The outfit is a costume. And the minute you take that costume off, you're back to being the same lame that you were before you put it on. And I think deep down, a lot of guys know that, so they have to keep the facade going. But you know what? I guess that's really none of my business at the end of the day, so I'm going to cut this short. I just wanted to speak my mind on it because it's something that I see. It's been another episode of the Scrolls Podcast, Vanity Slaves. Appreciate y'all. Until next time. Peace.